This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
People's brains go, their brains go to, all right, Evan, let's say you're right. Let's say you're right that the Giants don't turn around this locker room. They end up only winning two games, and Brian Daboll is no longer the head coach, but Joe Shane remains the general manager. Who would he hire? Like, it's natural to think, well, who does he have a connection to? And it's not just the Buffalo Bills. In fact, I did a little research. He was a longtime scout and eventually advanced up the area of the Miami Dolphins, where he worked there for a while. And his last year in Miami in 2016, the Dolphins won 10 games. So who does he have a connection with, let's say, the 2016 Dolphins? Darren Rizzi, who just became the head coach of the New Orleans Saints on an interim basis. He would also have a connection, this one will excite you, to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson was on that staff as the assistant wide receivers coach. So maybe Ben Johnson would say, oh, I like Joe Shane, I'll work with him. Those are two candidates that are intriguing, but I have to give you all the candidates. The third candidate who has a history with Joe Shane would, of course, be the head coach of said Dolphin team, Adam Gase. So those are just three names I wanted to throw at you.
Yeah, I'll pass on the last one.
So it took you a half an hour to set us up for Shane should stay, Dable should go. And by the way, Adam Gase is your next head coach?
Obviously, I would never recommend something like that.
That is a super troll.
Yeah, that part's the troll, but on a realistic level, Ben Johnson is not a troll.
And I got the head coach, by the way.
But just real quick. Before we talk about connections, and well, he's linked with Brian Daboll, you could be linked with a lot of guys. Mm. And obviously, Adam Gase is a joke. He's never going to coach again in the NFL, so please go, ha, 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 we could all move on. But Ben Johnson's not a joke. Ben Johnson's probably one of the hottest coaching candidates out there, and if that's the answer, I think your negativity, Sean, on Shane staying and Daboll going could change quite a bit if Ben Johnson's the guy. I think Tiki would think about that, too.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, Ben Johnson's got as much juice right now as any offensive coordinator in the NFL. And he had it last year, to be perfectly honest with you. He just decided to stay because he didn't think the jobs were ideal.
Well, think about this, Teague. If this circumstance played out the way I'm describing, and Joe Shane remains the general manager, and Brian Daboll loses the locker room and they only win two games, and the Giants have the number one overall pick, and he has a working relationship with Joe Shane because they spent a lot of time in the Dolphin organization, do you think the Giant job would be appealing to Ben Johnson? I think this is a slam dunk answer.
Yeah, I mean, of course it would be.
So
Ben Johnson would be sexy. That's Santa coming down at the end of the parade tomorrow that gets Joel excited. Here's the thing, though.
Go ahead.
I think that if you are truly picking first or second overall, we'll know this by the time we know the end of the year, you'll probably have an idea where you're headed quarterback-wise because they've scouted a lot of it. Hear me out. You're taking Shedeur Sanders. You hire his offensive coordinator as the head coach.
His offensive coordinator is Pat Shurmur.
Bang.
No! What are you, a Jet fan now, trying to bring back former failed coaches?
I want the quarterback to work. The quarterback has worked wonders under
are
Pat
you
Shurmur.
Endorsing Pat Shurmur's?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's
but
what it
I'm
sounds.
Just
but
telling
it sounds
you.
Like it.
Maybe just
bring
maybe
him back as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean he's got experience.
By the way, he was a really good offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings.
Well,
yeah,
that
two-headed monster running game and
had Jones throwing down the deep ball in year one too.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, but that's vastly different. You know, coming back, like I give you a great example, and I'm always enamored by this Vance Joseph. Vance Joseph was the head coach of the Denver Broncos for a couple of years. It did not work out well. He then went back to doing what he's really good at, being a defensive coordinator, and he's actually back with the Broncos. He's the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
For the Denver Broncos, and for Sean Payton and the Broncos.
And they have one of the best defenses in football.
Right, so Pat Shurmur coming back as an OC is not a crazy, hot, insane take. But that's not what you said.
Well, of course, you said
head coach.
They should not hire him as the head coach, but it's just something to keep on the radar if you want to keep the new quarterback happy.
Did you know, I know your football czar, Sean, did you know that Ben Johnson had a long history with Joe Shane?
No, I did not.
Okay, breaking news. Break the glass then. Ben Johnson, the hottest coaching candidate out there, has a working relationship with Joe Shane. Mm. I know we shouldn't be cheating. We shouldn't be glancing at that other person while
cute.
We're still in a relationship.
But she's cute.
But she's hot, man.
I hear you. By the way, if this plays out the way you're putting it out there, Evan, and this happens this way, Are there a fear or trepidation that there's a report, like in a newspaper the next day, that sources say Joe Shane has smelly feet? Meaning you have two buddies here, and you're basically making them pit against each other. One stays, the other goes. Wouldn't Dable be salty, and wouldn't he like kind of, you know, say some stuff bad about the organization, make it look bad?
I'll tell you why.
Is there a path to that?
No, I'll tell you why not. Because, A, I think Brian Dable is a classy guy, and B, he wants a job in the future. And I think one thing that's really stupid in any industry is to spit in the air or spit down or be angry, because while you'll let out your anger, it'll hurt you in the long run. This is a relationship business, the NFL. That's what we're even doing right now. We're looking at the relationships that Joe Shane had in a past organization. So I think what you do if it doesn't work out for Brian Dable is, A, you may get a head coaching job. It's possible. We had a caller the other day ask me, hey, as a Jet fan, would you interview Brian Dable for the head coaching job?
Right.
Or you go out, you shut up, you get an OC job, and you move on. Like, Robert Saleh's not bad-mouthing the Jet organization because Robert's a class dude, and I think he's smart, and he realizes that that only gives you, like, a short-term, ooh, I feel better, but long-term, it's stupid
business. Also lost Beningo's number, so there's that. So Joe probably would have aired out with Robert Saleh. You don't think he's saying something? Of course he is.
Not the way you described it.
No, not publicly. I agree, but Wink Martindale still takes shots at the Giants.
Wink Martindale is not a classy guy. Oh. I think Robert Saleh and Brian Dable, say what we want about what they've done as coaches here, I mean, you have better relationships with them than I do, Teak, but they appear to me to be class individuals. Wink Martindale appears to be, how do I say this nicely,
right,
a douche.
Wouldn't you say that me and Sean are both classy guys?
No.
I think Wink is more of, he's just an old school football guy. And he just doesn't care.
Clearly.
It's his way or no way.
Yeah, and by the way, for all the Wink Martindale stuff, and I know those of you who don't watch college football, Michigan stinks this year, and the defense gets lit up. So
I noticed that the other day. After Wink opened up his mouth, I checked out their defensive numbers, and they're not very good.
No.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jim in Madison. How are you, Jim?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Yep, and a special happy night before Thanksgiving to Loogie, who I have to imagine is going to be fist pumping his ass off in some Jersey club tonight.
Probably. That's a good call.
In terms of the Shane and Dable thing, listen, I've never wanted to like anything more, all right? But, you know, quickly on Dable, I don't know why everyone loves him so much. I think it's just because he's fiery, but he oftentimes lets the team go out and lay an egg. Case in point, last weekend, you know, all the other bottom-feeding teams in the league either got wins or close games, and here we are getting torched at home again. But just in terms of the Shane thing, you know, when he came into the team, the mandate for him was fix this offensive line. Finally, you're the third GM in a row who we need to have do this. And it was slightly better to start the year,
yeah.
But as soon as Andrew Thomas went out, it crumbled. And I think he's only drafted Evan Neal, McKeithen, and it was a Josh Azudu.
So not a
great tracker, and I would happily have them come back as a partnership next year if it weren't for the fact that they have this huge decision on the quarterback, which will give them two more years. So I don't know how I feel about it right now. I'd love to stick around with them, but if there's another girl we're flirting with out there, then, you know, give her the Giants number, all right?
I hear you, man. And the challenge with, you know, the offensive line, is it Andrew Thomas? I mean, he's going to miss 11 games this year. He missed 7 games last year. So 18 games out of the last 2 years. He started all of the games in 2022. That was the year he was all pro. But year before that, he missed 3 games. Like, he's constantly been banged up.
And I think that's where Shane failed. He needed to be more prepared for that possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes down, they weren't ready to replace him.
And now, it was hard to predict that, because his first year, he started 15 games out of the 16 he played in, but he was bad. Like, his first year, he was bad.
We thought he was a bust.
Right. Everybody thought he was terrible. But then the next year, he was immediately one of the top offensive linemen in the NFL, and then he makes all pro, and it's almost like, all right, he's just dependable. He's going to be there. He's going to be reliable, and then he just starts missing games all of, you know, half of last year, and then essentially all of this year. And once that happens to your premier offensive lineman, like, the whole depth thing gets all jacked up, right? A guy who you thought was a luxury now has to play, and that's just, it's just hard to win that way offensively. So, I mean, am I putting that on Shane? No, I can't. I mean, that's just, I'll call it bad luck, but it's just, whatever.
I would put what I would put on Shane is building the rest of that offensive line and also protecting yourself in case he goes down. Now, you're right. You can't necessarily predict injuries, but you need to be ready with a backup plan in case it happens. And I do agree with what our last caller said. For the first 6-7 weeks of the year, it looked like he did fix the offensive line.
Yeah.
You looked at the additions of Illuminor and Runyon, and it felt like, wow, this offensive line is not bad.
No.
But
and they weren't bad.
They weren't, but now where are they?
I remember the early part of the season, Thomas we were saying, man, it's so nice to watch Daniel Jones drop back and not be harassed immediately.
Right, right.
And then the injury happened to Andrew Thomas, and now it's like, all right, let's try to stabilize. Let's throw Azudu out there. He was bad. Let's go get this other kid. They picked up off
Hubbard.
The street. Hubbard off the street. Let's throw him in there. He was lost for a couple of games. And now, okay, I guess we got to go with Evan Neal. It's like rotating chairs at one of the most important positions
in
the game.
And that does not work.
Of course it doesn't work. I mean, just from a continuity standpoint, it necessarily isn't going to work. And so... So whose fault is that? Is that Dave's? Is that Shane?
I think I think that's
so when you start evaluating, you got to look at the nuance of the circumstance they find themselves in.
But if the Giants are making a change, and I understand that you're not in favor of that, Sean, Tiki, you haven't been in favor of it. Loogie, I think you're in favor. I just don't think you like the head coach. What do you think of Joe Shane? You hate him too?
Yes.
Okay. So you hate everybody. That's good. I appreciate that. I always thought it would be because the room is lost and things went further sideways than we expected.
Yeah,
and that's not as connected to the general manager who put together a roster that I would argue compared to the year before they took over
right, but
is considerably better.